Hey everyone, welcome back to Laser Podcasting. I'm Stuart.
I'm Ross.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Liam.
We have the Fool King back again. We are
Woo!
here for episode two of Superman and Lois.
It's been a
After
long
the
week waiting for this, man.
amazing pilot, which has taken the internet by storm. Like, I've not seen a bad word
Not
really said
just
about
the
this
internet.
film.
The thing I found really, really weird is that both the Rotten Tomatoes critic and audience scores are up in the high 80s, and they're both very, very similar, which is the first time I've seen that in a long time. So you know your show's doing something right when the critics, who are idiots, are saying the same thing as the fans who enjoy the show. So
Don't forget to subscribe, critics. Okay, great. But yeah, no, so we had a sort of a feature length episode last week of this new show. Any big highlights that we want to talk about?
Just all
Like
of
the
it.
big reveal at the end? Big reveal at the end? Let's
Adult,
start with
the
that.
reveal at the
What,
end of
Captain Luther?
Captain
Luther.
Luther, yeah.
Yeah.
So we had a week to think about it. Who do we think this Luther is?
It's got to be something from the '80s when Sex Luther was going crazy.
Sex Luther.
If anyone's seen Robot Chicken, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Might be maybe the Pez dispenser one.
I still think it's got to be a Luther from the future. Got to be like, is he his son or his grandson or something?
You're going for Luther from the future.
That's
okay?
Where I'm at. I've seen there's a lot of talk online that are people saying, arguing in some instances that this has to be a parallel Earth Lex Luthor. I still think this is future. This is a future Luthor that's come back in time, and the world is destroyed or in some way changed. In the future.
I'm going
to be the son of Lex, I think.
Okay, I'm going parallel Luther. I reckon if it's not Earth 3, like where he's a good guy and Superman is like Ultraman kind of thing, it is some sort of alternate Earth that he somehow, maybe because he was in the ship at the time, survived crisis, and it was all like the wave didn't disturb it or something, and he's landed on this planet. That's what I'm going for.
Yeah.
So I think that this is, judging by the comments made by this Lex, is that it's this Luthor, sorry, we don't know if it's a Lex. This Luthor is that he knows of Superman, but he doesn't know Superman, just by his comments. So where his thing is, like, I thought you were faster and stuff like that, but he knows all this stuff about Kal-El. That's what lends me to think that this is a future descendant.
Fine. See, there's like sort of like the was it the League of Super what's the future thing? Your League of Superheroes, where they've got like the history of Superman, all this
Legion.
Legion, that's and it
Legion
teaches them about all these powers.
I would
and
love it if he is from the future and he's like studied him via his museum in the future, and he's gone back in time just to test himself.
I mean, it would
I'm a loofer, I feel like I was better than my grandfather or whatever, I reckon I can beat this guy.
From a,
and he's gone back just test himself. That would be quite
cool. From a meta perspective, I mean, we know it's tied to the CW shows, but it's HBO, so it's its own thing.
Yeah.
I think you mentioned it last week, Liam. It makes more sense for it to stand on its own rather than tying itself into the multiverse. So I'm leaning more towards the future, but I would love it if it was a parallel version like the Crime Society or something like that. Would be great.
Yeah.
Where he's actually a hero and it's just a misunderstanding kind of thing. But
yeah, that'd be interesting. So that's what we're about. So other things going on in the show is we've got Morgan Edge buying up all of Smallville and the Daily Planet.
I'm also interested in if it's going to be the same guy playing him, because it was
Nathan
the Nathan
Petrelli, wasn't it?
Heroes and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So I'd be interested if it's him again, because technically it should be the same Earth, but that was Earth 38, where this is still Earth 1, technically, isn't it?
It
could be different.
I mean, we're interested when he'll show up, or if it'll just be lots of... I'm assuming Lois's storyline in this is going to be, as well as looking after a family, is going to be investigating what's going on with Morgan Edge. Massively.
I think that'll be the deal, yeah. Lois's story is going to be investigating Morgan Edge, and Superman's story is in Luthor, whoever
Captain
Luthor
is.
And then you got the kids sort of starting high school at Smallville, and how that's gonna work.
I'm still going.
And that's
to be...
gonna be, I think, a hero and villain journey is what we're getting there.
I hope not. I want them both to be good.
It seems a little predictable. I want this to do something different with it. It would be quite cool.
I
feel like Jonathan, because you remember we were saying, oh, will he get powers? Will he become evil? Whatever. They said that they tested him in the fortress. And it's highly unlikely that he's got any powers.
Yeah, they didn't bother doing Jordan, which is really weird. I don't know why they didn't do Jordan as a...
Well, I suppose it's probably because he didn't show any promise, where Jonathan's, you know...
Well, that's just bad parenting, man. Like, that kid looks like a state. He's definitely not going to have any powers.
Yeah. But maybe because, like, you saw the kid throw the football, and they saw him do that and break the rope. They're like, oh, maybe we should just check with the fortress. Because you'd have thought, if they're taking Jonathan to the fortress any recently, he'd remember.
Yeah.
Like, unless he kissed his son and then he rewiped his memory. But
kissed his son. Oh, kiss your dad, son.
Good night, son.
God damn it.
But, like, yeah, so he must have done it when he was a kid and now he can't, like, a young child, so he can't remember.
I kind of assume they would have taken, like, some of his blood somehow and, like, taken his blood there. Maybe. We'll see. But yeah, so that's going to be quite interesting. Yeah, and yes, they were sort of the main things, weren't they? Just being a badass Superman for, like, the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see. Yeah, it's going to be... really promising start. I'm looking forward to this episode. Let's get into it.
Let's do it.
And don't forget, guys, if you want to see the full reaction to this episode as well as last week's episode of Superman, as well as all the other shows we react to, come over to Patreon and support the channel. You find all the full reactions there.
Do you reckon, because in this version, he didn't tell Lana he was Superman or an alien, that Jordan will tell Lana's daughter and they'll have that story this way?
Maybe.
Bumping that down a generation. Yeah, I like it. They'd be like, we all know you're Superman now, just fly our stuff down to Kansas.
Yeah. Well,
that's a good point.
Yeah,
come on.
Oh, nice.
Have new experiences. And best of all,
they're moving the router.
Fall in love.
Like, move that bloody router straight away.
And to live in a safer place for me to teach you about your powers and the reason you have them.
What do I need to learn? I'm a little stronger, so what?
You're a lot stronger, and you've had an ocular...
You know what? I thought coming here would be a chance to start over, but I guess I'm just going to be a freak like always.
Super freak!
Feels like home.
He's super freaky!
I told Jordan I would be there for him, but I don't even know what he needs right now.
He just needs his dad.
Come on, you should know you went through this. Oh, hello.
Okay, so I can fly still.
Oh, wow.
Open. Super speed.
He was looking for kryptonite.
Kryptonite.
Oh, because he ran out, didn't he?
Kryptonite.
Is that a Brainiac symbol on the back of his helmet?
Stop Kal-El before he does to this world what he did to mine.
Okay, was
ultimate version.
Cool. See, he's young as well.
Yeah.
So this has to be a descendant of Luffy.
What? He just said another world. Literally said another world. Yeah. Oh, look, matching hats.
We gotta go.
Does he really need a hat? Like, Superman doesn't feel
remember
the cold.
Remember if anybody
really.
Asked? Why do we need these big winter jackets?
We're going to the Arctic!
Are we flying? Yeah.
Ooh!
Go to the fortress!
Oh, okay. Oh, shit!
We'll find Dad.
Well, the humans go in the SUV.
Yeah, we're in this fortress, bitch.
Why'd you take us here?
Where's the giant key? Let's get in.
What is this place?
Your heritage war.
So is this the
same we've seen the Fortress of Solitude in Supergirl,
yeah.
And it's not like this.
Yeah.
And my father...
Oh, that's a Morgan
Edge.
Oh,
so it's not the same
Edge.
Jordan? This
Jor-El?
Is your grandfather.
Oh!
The man you're named after. Jor-El.
Wow, that's where Jordan comes from. That's awesome.
Why? Because
that's
kind of
cool
father,
that he's named
father.
His two kids after his father figures.
His man of...
Oh.
Damn, man. Did not expect all this to happen in the second episode.
You going somewhere?
Going to a city council meeting about the Edge proposal.
Lois. We're just settling in here.
Actually, I think we should have done this a long time ago.
Shut up.
I do think this is going to build into a big rivalry between the two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm convinced that's where it's going.
It's looking that way.
I hope it doesn't. I kind of like the way that Jonathan's sort of a bit of a prick, big brother, but he still looks out for his Jordan.
Jonathan, I'm really sorry about
Timmy and the playbook. I would have done something if...
It's all good. I got one now, so it's cool.
Cool.
I think both brothers are going to fancy her.
Oh, yeah.
Who is this girl? Woman.
She's the local reporter.
Can I help you with something?
She knows who she is.
Yeah, I think so.
You're Lois Lane. My editor doesn't shut up about you. You're like her idol.
Gentlemen, Morgan Edge.
Oh, he's here.
Oh, okay.
Must have had a hell of a reason.
You tell him? Tell him. Tell him.
You told the boys you're Superman.
Couldn't lie to him anymore.
You sure as hell could.
Sam.
You have any idea what you just did? What is it, Rossetti?
Thinks he's right, I get it, but... Oh,
yep.
Oh,
here we go.
So, if there are no more questions...
I have a question.
Lois,
there we go.
Because I would hate for what happened in New Carthage to happen here.
Okay. <see. laughs>
Perhaps Smallville isn't the place to take a risk right now. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your time.
The old turn it around, turn into a bad guy.
Perfect place for a fight. Let's do this.
Yeah, no civilian ground here.
What do you want? You. You destroyed my whole planet!
Oh, that's very Man of Steel, Zod.
Yeah, isn't it? Whoa.
Oh, that's an awesome shot.
Ooh.
And see how good your suit is against gravity.
Yeah.
Oh, my suit is knackered.
Like... Oh, not much power left in it.
People are going to get hurt. Me?
Oh, what a backup plan. Them. Oh, brilliant.
He knows his quarry.
Make a choice,
Kal-El. Uh-oh. Twice as fall together.
Oh,
he happened to fall in Mongolia, right on top of him.
I was just about to say that. Yeah.
Yeah, how lucky was that?
Just happened to land in Mongolia.
There you go, Ryan. There you go. Run it again.
Oh, it's the crows, the same as Smallville. Brilliant.
Figured it out the other night.
What do you say?
Oh, you know, just that we're making the biggest mistake of our lives.
I like that they're being very open with each other and not keeping secrets.
Morgan Edge is a corporate vampire. You remember that Edge owns the planet.
So?
So he's not going to let you publish this.
You know publish it in the local Gazette.
I will do my...
Ready? Yeah. See you guys later.
Have fun being Superman and Superboy or whatever.
I know how much you gave up by saying yes to coming here.
You and I both had lives we left behind.
You don't want to be reporter boy?
And you're certain he's displayed abilities?
Absolutely, sir.
Appears to be insignificant.
But he's released an ocular blast.
Only once, and he's since then been unable to repeat it.
He has elevated
Do you think Jonathan is a battery for
nothing extraordinary.
Jordan?
He doesn't even have 100.
Oh
yeah, they need to both
be. They have to be together to work, and that's going to be the fracturous part of their relationship.
But he will never be like you, Kal-El.
Oh, that's gonna hurt.
Yeah, separate they're not. But
yeah,
together
they
are.
They have to work together to have their powers.
Hello?
Leave me
oh,
alone.
That'd be amazing.
Jordan, her dick boyfriend and the entire team are out to get me.
That's why you didn't get the playbook?
Yeah, genius. I guess super perception isn't one of your powers.
Okay, you know what, John? You and I, we can go out front, we can run.
And we got invited to this dinner as a family, and we are going as a family. So get dressed.
Can I please that Jonathan's pissed that he's pissed because the team's annoyed, like, picked again. I mean, not that he's pissed about the powers.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, you have the same look on your face as you did in high school. I just got you back. You know what? Listen, it's gonna.
I think she's like she doesn't. She doesn't like her husband anymore at all, and she's just like, love of my life, come back to school. So,
what happened today?
Found out I suck.
Caring brother,
as much Kryptonian as I do a human.
This.
Oh,
he's here.
Oh my god, is it outside? Holy oh, shit.
Jesus.
Music sounds like Man of Steel.
It does, yeah.
Get a signal on this super zone.
Oh, he's going off the lane.
So, Lex didn't kill anyone just then.
Yeah, no, that's what I thought as well. I haven't actually seen him kill anyone.
I have to stop protecting him. Superman? Stop calling him that! He's not one of us, Sam.
Yeah, he is a good guy.
Where I come from, you're like me. You have to help me save your planet, Sam. Before Kylo...
Oh!
Shit, okay.
Stop calling him that. They don't call him Ultraman, do they?
Yeah. Maybe.
We're saying, where I come from, you are like me, which suggests it must be parallel Earth.
Yeah. I'll say I told you so after the episode. Oh? Taking it off?
It's a robot.
Yeah, it's going to be a robot, surely. Yep.
Yeah. So he's got no ship and no suit now.
Blend in with the population.
His watch.
Could have always been a spare suit.
To hell and back, General.
What is this?
No clue.
For you?
God, that shot. Well.
He was here for the same reason he was in Kryptonite.
Yeah, look at that.
You have a supply?
I do.
And you never told me.
I'll tell you what's thing. Find this guy. So I can finish this.
I love it. So he's rounded up all the kryptonite, so no one else can use it.
That means there's a lot of it around somewhere.
Yeah, that's like the DO. That's like Supergirl with the DO in it. It's like, so yeah, it's all here. It's nowhere else. It's all here.
This bottle doesn't stand a chance, does it?
Nope.
It's gonna keep drinking the night away.
Something happened to you. Definitely something special. And if no one else is gonna help you figure out what that is, I will.
Damn, man.
He's like the greatest. He's like the greatest brother ever.
Thought you said this wouldn't fix my problem.
It won't. We have to keep an eye on your powers, Jordan. But yes, you can go.
Please tell me that gets broken. They turn it into a watch.
We gotta go.
She's gonna quit.
See ya.
That is the best writing I have done since you took over.
Size 72 point. Fuck you!
Scale needs to leave him alone, man. He's gonna get in trouble.
You hope it made you.
Or just dump her boyfriend. Is that saying?
Challenge hell.
To hell.
Or 7734.
7734.
That resume for the Gazette. Like, I don't do work here.
Yeah.
She's so who's going to be the editor?
She's the only one there.
Is it Chloe Sullivan?
No. Oh, that'd be cool.
This planet's Kal-El is not entirely like the one you've encountered.
The hell?
He's got a black suit.
Black suit? Oh my god.
Oh,
and he's just murdering people.
Wait. Wasn't that the guy from Crisis?
Yeah, is that the Crisis one? The Elseworlds one.
Yeah.
He isn't like my Kal-El. Not yet.
Oh, damn, son.
Hmm.
Because we've seen a black suit Superman before. It was the guy from the Book of Destiny that changed his appearance.
Yeah.
And wasn't there a world? Wasn't there a world that was like at war as well? That's where it's a flying guy from
the Ray.
Ray's from.
Yeah. Possibly.
Yeah, but we met the superheroes from that world, didn't we? Which was the evil Supergirl, the evil Green Arrow, and that.
They were from
the one with the Ray, where the Ray was the hero. But the one I'm thinking of is in. It was the prelude to Crisis. What was it?
Crisis on FX.
The one in between that and Infinite Crisis.
The Elseworlds one.
We had Elseworlds.
Yes. Because the guy that had the Book of Destiny, he was a black-suited Superman that was evil. Wasn't he? I'm not being crazy. So do you think these
He didn't go to another planet. He didn't go to another dimension and start doing stuff. Well, maybe he did and we didn't see it. But
no, he rewrote reality.
Yeah, I don't think it's the same guy, but that's the last time we saw the black suit Superman. Mm. So interestingly, that's not Ultraman because it's not a U.
Mm.
No.
It's an evil Superman on another planet. I told you so.
It's all a right. parallel Earth. Yeah, it's not the future, it's a parallel Earth. Fine. I was wrong, you were right. First time.
We're recording this, right? It's definitely recording. Okay.
Oh no, hang on. Years, it's breaking up. It's breaking up.
I'm finally right. Okay, cool.
But if they're showing the Earth like that, does it mean that this Earth was destroyed in Crisis, or is this an Earth that has existed since the end of Crisis? Because although Crisis on Infinite Earths is meant to end with all the Earths being consolidated down to one, we know from the end of the TV version that there were other Earths, because that was what that little montage we got at the end. So maybe this is one of the other Earths that was created.
Yeah, maybe. I'm more interested as well about who... Yeah. More about what that Earth, how he blew up. He said you destroyed my world, as in he destroyed the whole planet. Like Kal-El, literally.
It honestly looks a lot like BVS.
The Nightmare
Future World.
Yeah,
it does. Yeah, it's weird as well. Why those soldiers who fought Superman all have Superman S badges? But why would you have that? That's like, let's put a symbol of my enemy on the badge. It's a good idea.
But hold on a minute. Maybe it's not actually a parallel Earth because of the fact that he ended it by saying that his Superman's
you
not
will
like that,
be
not yet anyway or something like that. Means that he could still have been from the future. So I might still be right, and you might still be wrong.
I think on this parallel Earth. I mean, they could even go down the Injustice route where Lois died and he just turned evil. And he's just saying, well, he's done it once. So, like, kind of like how Batman did in BVS, right? So he's done it once. He can easily do it again. So I'd rather kill him now before he's this evil version that kills everyone.
It can't be the future because Sam Lane is the same age.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. He's
true.
Yeah. It's definitely that. Okay.
But yeah,
it could be the near future.
You're not giving
within the next 10 years.
Okay.
We will find.
I think. Well, I can't remember the guy's name in Elsewhere to read the Book of Destiny.
Yes. Yeah.
He went to this Earth, and he became this Superman, where he's in the black suit, then came back in Elseworlds and used that villainous Superman to become the bad guy, but we never saw which Earth it was, and this is the Earth that he went to. Because I paused it on the suit, and it's exactly the same one. He has the high collar, and he has the class. So it's not a new... Why would you use a suit? Well, you've changed the suit in this show, right? Why would you not just replicate it and make it black? Why would you go back to the old style one? Unless... Because you want to reference... What's already Elseworlds. Happened in Elseworlds?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're right. It literally is the old suit. Yeah. I've just gone back looking at it as well. It has the clasps. Yeah.
And he has the high collar that he had as well. Because he had a slightly...
collar.
Yeah,
it is that old suit.
When I saw that, that was immediately my first thought was, oh, we've seen this suit before in Elseworlds. And I was like, yeah.
It has to be that he went to this Earth and copied it.
If that really is the case, then, I'm actually really disappointed that they're then making the show so reliant on you being aware of what's happened before on other shows and other specials. Yeah.
Mm. It kind of makes less sense as well, because then this is the same Earth that Supergirl is based on, but the Fortress of Solitude is so different to like what we see in Supergirl. It's like not even remotely the same. Like,
yeah, but that was on Earth 38. This is Earth 1.
No, because after Crisis, the rest of the season of Supergirl, you go back to the Fortress Solitude, and it's still that same one.
Yeah.
she's got her own
on her show. Yeah, yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah, on her show, she's got this that one with the computer and the sort of stands of
so
stuff.
Maybe this is a different fortress that he keeps secret from Kara.
Nice.
Like, well, he's like, I can't tell her about this one. This is the special one with just one console in an icy cave.
He's literally got a man cave.
I mean, the Superman where he, like, at the end of that crisis, when he Lois is like, "Oh, there's a problem with the boys." That is definitely Earth One. He's not on a different Earth now. We're just watching one on a different.
I say it's one Earth. I'm pretty sure it's one Earth.
It's a point. Yeah. This TV show could be taking place on a different Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still, who knows? At the end of Crisis, when she says a problem with the boys, maybe on that Earth he's got five boys.
Yeah. Maybe.
Well, that
we don't know.
Segueing onto that, because
I want to come back to it. I want to go when you said you're disappointed that, you know, that they've tied it in with Elseworlds, so you basically have to watch that. This might just be an Easter egg for us that have watched Elseworlds.
Yeah,
where you're like, oh yeah, I remember him from that, but they can just use this as a different thing where you're like, this is a Superman from this Earth. You don't need to know that he's Elseworlds.
Yeah,
and then they can just bring him in. So it can work like that. So that's all I
It could
say.
Work. I guess we're just going to have to wait and see how they handle it with the writing.
Yeah. Yeah.
If the writing's good enough, then it can absolutely be fine.
Like you say, Ross, it can be quite easily just be, hey, he came from a universe where that Superman was evil. And that's all that's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know. Yeah. If you're a big fan and you've watched all the CW shows, all the crossovers, you'll go, hang about, that's the same one that came from the Elseworlds.
You see this in the comics at times where you're reading a storyline, something will happen and you don't need to know the backstory of this other character that's coming in order to be able to follow a story. But then you do also get the other stories where it just doesn't make sense unless you know that backstory. So, which has got me so many times where I've ended up going and buying the stories even beforehand just so I can fully understand the story.
What the hell's going on?
Well, speaking of what the hell's going on, the powers of the kids. I'm going to say that they have to work in tandem for the powers to work. Like, maybe Jonathan is the solar battery, wherein the other one...
So you're saying they're the Wonder Twins?
Yeah, but they are twins, and they are wonderful, so, you know...
No, they're super.
Super.
Yeah, because it would also make sense that... Like, are you saying that one... Like you say, Jonathan's the battery, and then Jordan can then use the powers?
Mm.
I feel like they just have to be together and they both get powers.
Yeah, that would be a way to work as well, yeah.
Well, because, like, you say as well, like, where they said, oh, we tested Jonathan in the fortress and Jordan wasn't there.
Yeah.
So it's come back as a negative. Now they've taken Jordan there without Jonathan, come back as a negative. But when they both go there,
how when Jordan first got his powers, like, Jonathan was on top of him as well because he jumped on him.
Yeah, and also they were there at the party when he used the heat vision.
Yeah.
They were both there.
Yeah,
maybe. He touched him as well, I think. He sort of pushed him away, didn't he?
Where I think that's going is that, in some form or another, they can only use their powers when they're together. So, which is actually really, really cool, because that means that, like you were saying at the start, we don't want it to be them going to be antagonistic to each other. They can't be if they want to be able to use their powers.
They have to work together,
I think you can still get that antagonistic storyline, because I think it can play out that Jordan is the only one that's manifested powers and they're not picking up on the reason being that it's when Jonathan's nearby. So Jonathan gets jealous, and then maybe in the later part of the season we'll get a point where Jonathan shows some powers. No one quite draws the connection, but then as we get towards the end of the season, they realize, oh crap, if we're actually near each other, that's when we get powers.
Mm.
Which could end up being as part of a fight between the two of them.
Don't think they're going to go against each other. I think they'll be together the whole time.
Well, I think this episode sort of showed it again. The fact that...
Yeah. Jonathan wasn't upset that he had powers. He was upset that he got bullied because something else happened. It wasn't his fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like they emphasized
that. He'll get upset again. I think what it's shown is that they have a strong bond, a strong relationship as brothers. But we've also shown that this power, the dynamic of one knowing he has powers and the other one knowing that he currently doesn't appear to have powers, is a source of tension. And we know that the brother
has created trouble
for Jonathan in his life. There are different reasons for Jonathan to be annoyed at Jordan, But this is all new, so they still have that strong foundation of a strong relationship, which is still there, but it's going to be tested.
Maybe, but the way they have that speech at the end, they're brotherly pissed off. If that makes any sense, they're brothers that they don't hate each other. They have their butt heads and they have problems, but they're still overcoming that as brothers. So they're quite. That talk at the end Jonathan gave him where he's like,
that's what made me confirm that they will always be together.
I mean, same with Jordan as well, saying like thank you and sorry and stuff.
I feel like Jonathan is like the heart that Kal-El has. Do you know what I mean? He has a really good heart, even though he doesn't have, like, he's not showing any powers. Where like Jordan has the powers, but is like, he has all the negative and all the anxiety that Clark has for being an alien. You know what I mean? That's the kind of dynamic I'm getting between.
So they've literally split Clark in half and put.
And put each one has got a different personality, but then together they will make a full Kryptonian Superman kind of thing, and then that's where they'll become.
Well, we've called it. So if that happens in the next few episodes, we were right on the money.
it'd be interesting to find out. I was quite interested about that. We actually saw a new Jor-El show up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he sort of had, was very. I know he's like the opposite colours, but it reminded me a lot of the 60s, the old Chris Reeves film where like the S proper lit up as well.
Mm. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And a sort of twist in the story as well that like when Krypton knew that the planet was dying, there was then a massive civil war, which I'd never read before, that made it speed up. Like all the ones I've ever read and seen, it's more of they knew it was going to happen then and they just ignored it, and Jor-El just sort of was like,
don't they go slightly down
that
route? Well,
it's very
Man of Steel.
Man of Steel,
yeah.
Man of Steel does.
Well, that was there was a coup and it failed. He said there was a massive civil war that like destroyed Krypton even faster.
Yeah, well, in this universe, that coup could have evolved into a civil war if it wasn't put
down.
That's
what I'm saying, but I've never read or heard of a civil war in Krypton before it blew up. But as I was saying, it was quite an interesting take. Rather than just being the planet was fucked and we let you leave, there was like the planet, we found out the planet was screwed, and rather than us working together, the planet like went in on itself and a war started, which is like
that's always been the thing with the Krypton exploding, hasn't it? Is that the people were so advanced, so enlightened that they never really saw beyond their own lives and it all collapsed in on itself. They never really got beyond the problems that they had as a society that caused the whole planet to explode. So it's just another way of showing that enlightened society falling in on itself.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. But yeah, it was another solid episode. Like some great the effects are still well up there as well. Like that fight between
I don't know if they borrowed some of Scott Snyder's Zack Snyder's cinematography, because you can feel the impact of those punches visually.
Yes,
on the screen. Yeah.
Well, they spend the money to
use the same cameras and the same lenses.
Ah, cool. Yeah.
As well. So
there's definitely some like mix. Like the bit that Ross mentioned when like Zod, fucking hell. When Captain Luthor and Superman were sort of flying through the trees, it was very reminiscent of Zod and Superman in Man of Steel, like going through Smallville, punching each other and stuff.
I gotta admit,
which is amazing for a TV show to be looking this cinematic and beautiful is amazing, especially a show like this on the CW. that's amazing.
Oh man,
kind of hope HBO Max pump money into the other shows now.
Yeah, let's just take over all of them.
Yeah, do it. Yeah. I mean, like, can't wait for this Green Lantern show. If they can put as much money and make it look as good as this, oh my god, it's gonna be.
You're gonna have to make Green Lantern work.
Yeah, exactly.
Interestingly, on that note, like, because there were no new seasons that started up on CW shows on the later end of last year, they put the Swamp Thing show onto the CW, and it performed amazingly. It got excellent ratings.
Really?
Performed really well. It was one of the highest performing shows.
Yeah, I was so bummed.
I wonder if
that.
HBO Max will, now that we don't have DC Universe for TV shows anymore, and it's now HBO Max, I wonder if they will throw some money behind it so that we can get some more Swamp Thing.
I hope so, because that show was great.
We talked about that briefly on the Wonder Woman podcast. We want to see more of the weird side of DC being put. Then you had the Blue Devil, you had the Swamp Thing, you had all the really cool stuff that came out of that series, and the Phantom Stranger out of nowhere.
Yeah,
it's let's have that back on the screen again. Come on,
I'd love to see Constantine Turner.
was left as a cliffhanger as well, wasn't it? So it, it would have been good to get a proper story out of it. So, guys, that was episode 2 of Superman and Lois. What do you think about it? Comment below and let us know. Do you think that Luther is from the future, or do you think that he is from a parallel universe or planet? That's, I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. Don't forget, if you've seen a full reaction of... We are fighting the legends of this. If you want to see the full reaction to this episode, as well as Lark's episode, as well as all the other shows react to, head over to our Patreon, come support the channel, and you'll find the full reactions there. And we're also on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Links are in the description below. And please don't forget our podcast that we do as well. Come and head over anywhere you can find a podcast, search for Legends of Podcasting, and you'll hear lots more of Liam on there. So maybe don't. No, it's fine. And we'll see you next week for next week's episode of Superman and Lois.